The second weekend of Jazz Fest kicked off to a soggy start today with festival goers donning ponchos and rain boots. In the spirit of Locals Day, I spoke to a festival veteran who has weathered his fair share of storms. Chuck Blamfin began working as a stage manager 40 years ago and currently oversees the Fado Do stage. Needless to say, he has seen the festival undergo some significant changes throughout his storied tenure.
Actually, back then, the stages had numbers, stage one, stage two, and so on. Back then, all the stages were very small, and everybody had a little bit of something, jazz, blues, rock. And then way a long time ago, they had gazebos, little things with a one- or two-person act. So it hasn't always been Fado Do, but as a stage manager, it's been 40 years.
And for people who may be unfamiliar, I mean, when we come to Jazz Fest, we just see what's on the stage. As a stage manager, what's your role during Jazz Fest? What sorts of things are you doing behind the scenes to make it all go smoothly up front?
What I do all day long is to make sure that the acts go on stage on time and they go off on time, which is the worst part of this job because I don't want them to quit, they don't want to quit, and the audience doesn't want them to quit. But we have anywhere from 20 to 25 minutes to break down a group and set up the next group. And we have a sound crew that is hired every year, which is, I think, one of the best here. And we all come together once a year to make it happen. And on top of that, I have a great time.
And do you know why they created the Fado Do stage?
Well, a lot of people come to Jazz Fest to see something specific, maybe blues, maybe jazz. This is a good part of what New Orleans is about, what Southwest Louisiana is about. And they hear about it across the country, and they want to know what Zydeco is, and they jump in. Surprisingly, a lot of our audience is not from New Orleans. They're from all over the country, all over the world, actually.
What do you think the draw is for people, even internationally, to Zydeco?
Without a doubt, the beat. I mean, it's something that if you're listening to Zydeco, you're going to be moving. The beat is just infectious. Everybody comes there and they say, wow, this is what Zydeco is. Someone's dancing next to someone who's not dancing. They may even show them a step or two, but they're all interested in the beat.
So you've been managing for 40 years, and I'm just curious, what are some of the highlights that you remember from past Jazz Fests?
Without a doubt, the first day back from Katrina was rough, very emotional. It still affects me to think about it. Quint Davis and his Festival Productions group made it happen, which is just a miracle in itself. But because of the spirit of the fest and how much people love it, it was going to happen. The other is one of the most memorable acts was on last weekend. A group from Canada was one of the best I've had in over 1,000 groups, and this group from Canada was just the biggest surprise I've ever had. The crowd was incredibly into it. They had two encores, and they didn't want to stop. We didn't want to stop, but of course the show must go on for the other groups.
In case you missed them last Friday, the Canadian band is Le Vent du Nord of Canada. Pardon my French, you can also simply look up the North Wind of Canada. To learn more about Fado Do's lineup, visit WWNO.org. From the soggy fairgrounds for WWNO, I'm Maureen McMurray.